Track 3. ITV's arts editor, Nina Nanar, says Aperol Spritz doesn't give you great wisdom.
I do like to think of myself as quite clever, not in the O-level and A-level kind of way, even though I did very well at those. As I write, some of my colleagues in the ITV newsroom have kids sitting exams and they are going through all kinds of trauma themselves. Exams are horrid, aren't they? Don't tell your kids. No, as in a fairly deep thinker kind of way, I often find things I've said, opinions I've expressed, are then used by the people I've expressed them to. Yes, I should be charging people. Anyway, where I do feel clever, but not as clever as others, is when I visit my daughter who is studying at Cambridge University and has just come to the end of her second year. When I'm there meeting her and her friends, I try to behave and be as impressive as possible. Hey, I can always try. But at the end of her final term of her second year, I went up to Cambridge with our darling friend Helen Serafinovich, as she wanted to attend one of the formal dinners that I told her about. Helen is the writer of Motherland and Amandaland and has just won her second BAFTA, so she's quite impressive. But I guess we know how this evening was going to end. Wendy, Helen's daughter, who met Mimi on their first day at infant school, decided to come too. We sat in the elegant hall of Mimi's college, hung out with her friends, and then drank quite a few glasses of Aperol Spritz. It is my drink of choice, and in fact, I choose it rather a lot. Helen and I certainly did on that night, and as you can see in the picture, we took ourselves up to the head table once all the professors had left the stunning dining hall, having borrowed two academic gowns. Helen had Mimi's gown on, and I'm not sure who I pinched mine from, but I do hope they got it back. Anyway, we struck what we thought was an intellectual pose. Having embarrassed my child, we then proceeded back to the college bar, where we lectured her friends on the future, their love lives, job choices, all the things they should do, etc., etc. I'm not surprised that Mimi spent much of the rest of the evening standing by the bar with Wendy and her friends, as Helen and I held court. I thought I was the funniest, wisest person ever. I'm not sure my child agreed. Anyway, the next day, there were a few apologies from me, and as for the intellect, well, I'd obviously killed off a few more brain cells. A professorship at Cambridge is further away than ever. Anyway, someone whose every word I hang on to is Sir Michael Palin, and I had the great honour of interviewing him on stage at the University of East Anglia, an event organised by Norfolk Screen. The audience was captivated as he told of his recent book covering his trip to Nigeria. What his extensive travels, more than 100 countries so far, has given him is wisdom. He's a fantastic storyteller, and there are a few people who should have as many gripping anecdotes as he had. They'd be lucky. His is a wisdom that has come with age, but he has used his years so very, very well. It's hard to think of many other entertainers in the public eye who have achieved as much as he has. The audience clearly thought the same. There were so many questions at the end of our chat that I couldn't get to them all. What I find so impressive about him is that he hasn't simply traded on the Monty Python legacy. No one could have blamed him for simply writing or talking about his Python years for the rest of his years. But it's the drive to do something new, to examine who you've become and what else you've got in the tank that's so precious. He is driven by curiosity, like that other great figure, Sir David Attenborough. We are lucky to have people like this. We need to listen to them, absorb and be influenced by them. Great intellect and wisdom does not necessarily come from Aperol Spritz or pinching an academic gown and pretending you're a clever clogs at Cambridge University.